This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A big event happening on Friday. The Fisher Roseburg celebrating 55 years. And Jen Rita, Executive Director, what do you have going on?
Hi. We are celebrating 55 years of helping feed our community. We also recently were able to purchase a refrigerated van to help us safely take food back and forth to the places it needs to go and come from. And so we're going to ask the community to help us fill it up. We've got music, we've got henna, we've got food. Salvation Army Canteen is using us for practice, so come out and get some hot dogs and hamburgers. The mayor is going to be there about 3 o'clock to do a proclamation for Food Insecurity Stops Here Day. And the Chamber of Commerce is going to be there to do a ribbon cutting for our 55 years.
So this new refrigerated van, I mean, the organization has wanted one for a long time, but as anybody knows, buying your own personal vehicle is expensive enough. A refrigerated van doesn't come cheap, but you finally pulled it off.
We did, with amazing help from UHA, the Coquel Tribe, the Roundhouse Foundation, First Interstate Bank, and our partners at the Jerry Bruce Community Campus.
So this really changes some of the things you can do.
It really does. In the summer, when we're buying and purchasing and getting donations of food coming in, we were having to keep it in coolers with ice and the blankets that cover it, and it was adding at least an extra hour to the pickups. So this means that we're going to be able to safely bring that food into the pantry. But it also means that we have something new coming up. We are going to be doing pop-ups out in Canyonville so we can safely get food out to Canyonville, where there currently is not a pantry.
Yeah, and see, that's a big advantage right there. And that would give you the ability to do that. I mean, if there's some special situation that arose or whatever, you could basically take the food to the people in need.
Absolutely.
All right, so 55 years of Fish. Nis Jessen is in here as well, because we're going to pull him in to talk about the whole background of the Fish Food Pantry. Any organization that's been going on for 55 years, that's pretty rare. Nis, talk about how things began, how you got involved.
I got involved, about 18 years ago. It's turned into the most rewarding thing I've ever done, making a difference in people's lives as an emergency food pantry. It started in 1971 in a closet in a church. And from what it's done now, all the things that have happened, Jen has done an amazing job here recently finding little niches in the community that where the food security has fallen through the cracks. We're just so excited to show everybody what we do out there. A lot of people aren't aware of everything that we do, and we'd love to see the community out there in full force to see what we do.
Now, and it takes a lot of volunteers to make all of what Fish does happen.
Yeah, we currently have about 95 volunteers.
And what are some of the things they do?
They stock shelves. They do intake. They help us bring food in. They help us take food out to the community. We deliver bags every month to the VA apartment complexes. So they're just running around making sure that everybody gets fed. They're out at community events and everything.
And Friday's kind of a big celebration.
It is a huge celebration. We're also doing tours of the pantry. So come on down if you've ever wanted to see what we do, and we'll run you through it.
Now, you brought with you something unique today that I think you should probably explain what you have.
Yes. So we have a new friend at the food pantry. His name is Haddock Alistair Fish III. He has his Facebook page, so make sure you follow him. He is a porch goose.
He has
goose.
A Facebook page. Oh, my.
He is a silly goose, and we love him. And yes, he is a volunteer. He's wearing his Fish of Roseburg t-shirt.
And see, I guess I would have thought maybe you would have had a fish as the mascot, sort of, but...
Well, but he's a beautiful porch goose, and his name is Haddock, named after a fish.
Ah, okay. So we're going to see Haddock, the fish, more often.
Yes, and he is going to be at the selfie station at our event. So come get your selfie taken with Haddock.
Welcome to 2026. Wow. All right. Fish Food Pantry, if people don't know, where are you located?
We are at 400 Jerry's Drive in Roseburg. We're right next to Aviva. We're on the Jerry Bruce Community Campus.
All right. Ms. Jessen and Jen Rita, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.